Skullkit Productions presents Dreams of Destruction by Greg Farshtey, Chapter 2. As Toa Lezovic began to share his tale with Sarda, neither was aware that they were being watched with eyes that gleamed with madness. The being known as Karzani had journeyed far to reach the watery depths of the pit. His travels had begun in his own isolated, forbidden realm. There he had encountered 6 wandering Matoran and attempted to imprison them as he had done so many others over the millennia. But these Matoran had escaped him, though not before he had learned from them about the beings much more powerful than he, the great spirit Matanui and the evil Makuta. Matanui was asleep, he learned, and the Makuta was presumed dead. That meant there was an opportunity for a brilliant, ruthless leader to seize power. He trailed the Matoran to an island named Voyanui, and watched them transform into more powerful figures called Toa. He witnessed their battles with thieves called Paraka over possession of the powerful Mask of Life. When the Toa journeyed down into the depths of the ocean, Karzani followed, staying far enough behind that he would not be noticed. Reaching the pit, he had become disoriented as the black waters mutated him. He had lost track of the Toa, and wandered for some time before chancing on this strange Toa speaking with a Matoran. He didn't know who this Lezovic was, or why he was here. Perhaps searching for the Mask of Life as well? But he had learned enough about Toa in the last few days to know that they could be powerful enemies. Unlimbering one of his chains, he willed it to burst into flame. Whirling it above his head, he let it fly. It wrapped itself around the startled Lezovic, who yelled in shock and pain. Karzani yanked him off his feet, even as the Tomatoran nearby charged.
Leave him alone!
Nonsense, there's a war to be fought in this place, and a universe to win. But first, I need to sharpen my claws in combat. When I'm done with the two of you, I will be ready at last. Ready to conquer.
To be continued.